Next case, please.
Case number 12932, Scott and Sue Henry seek variances from the front and rear yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located north of Chippewa Drive and south of Creek Road within the Blackwater Village subdivision. The 911 address is 34011 Chippewa Drive in Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 396. We have no correspondence on this application. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing porch, a 5.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for the existing stairs. And staff will note that we do not need the rear yard. It was verified later that the shed is compliant.
Okay. Is the applicant present?
And while the applicants are coming up, Mr. Chairman, board members, I note that we only have 3 board members here tonight. We have one of whom has a conflict. I have explained this to the applicants. Kind of came up late notice that we only had 3 members tonight in the conflict issue. Because of that, the board would not be able to have a quorum necessarily to hear and entertain a motion on this hearing. What I've explained this to the applicants, and since we have read this into the record, we have advertised for this. What I've suggested is that we not hear any testimony tonight. I believe we should be back to full board at our next meeting. Is that we leave the record open and place this first on the agenda at our next meeting, which is May the 22nd, I believe, if my math's right, 2 Mondays from tonight. And then that way we can have this entertained in front of the board that could hear it at that time.
So do we need to swear them in or just make a motion?
We do not. I've already talked to both of them, and they've indicated that they can be here that evening and could participate at that meeting. And I felt since it was not their fault, we should probably put it first on the agenda so that they could be heard and not have to wait.
Do you need a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move that
we leave the record open. I think it's okay for purposes. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion on case 12932 for the record to be left open until the next meeting date for the board.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So case or a vote of 3-0, the case for 12932 will be left open till next meeting.
Correct. So that will be for anybody here who's interested, this application will be heard on May the 22nd at our board meeting that evening, which starts at 6 o'clock.
May the 20th?
Okay, the 20th, sorry. May the 20th, my math was wrong. So we'll be here that evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.